The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have several guests in the studio today. We have Dr. Dennis Buda and Austin Ostentowski from DTE. Also, Scott Whipple from the Huron Intermediate School District. He is the science consultant. We're going to be talking about the STEAM program that's coming up not this weekend because of the holiday, but the following weekend at the Bad Axe Middle School. Thank you all for being with me today.
Thank you.
The STEAM program, you've been doing that for a couple of years now, have you? Is it growing?
Yeah.
You see more people showing up for it, finding out what it is.
Yes. It actually used to be an Earth Day event, and we ran that for about 10 years. And then 4 or 5 years ago, we reimagined the event. And it became a STEAM event. And so our numbers were down a little bit the first couple years, but people are getting familiar with what it is, and it's becoming more and more popular each year.
People hear STEAM and STEM. The difference is when you have a STEM program, you include arts in it.
Yes. So science, technology, engineering, and math is what you usually hear with STEM, and we kind of threw the A in there, arts, to broaden the event a little bit.
And by arts, are we talking what we normally think of as arts, or are we thinking like architecture, drafting, these types of things which have an artistic component to them,
right,
but aren't necessarily, you know, molding with clay?
Right. I think it's a little bit of everything. So performance art, molding with clay,
really?
Painting, performance arts, pretty much any type of art. Yes.
You find a lot of this overlaps, that, you know, the science and that gets into the world of art and vice versa?
Oh, sure. Just like with the mathematics, there's across all boundaries. Yes, definitely.
Now, the program that's coming up, it's going to be not in just one little spot in the middle school. You have spread this out throughout the building, as I understand it.
We take up the entire middle school campus at Bad Axe, and so there'll be several activities outside if it's a nice day. Inflatables, petting zoo, the Delta Education STEM bus is going to be there, and then inside the gymnasium of the middle school, and then pretty much all of the classrooms will have a variety of different activities and presentations going on.
And the middle school is the one right off of 53, next to the BP gas station right there.
Yes.
With the high school, they moved to the back, and that became the middle school.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to hold this.
Yes, they're right off the main road with the nice, beautiful sign they have now. Yes.
All right. You have a lot of work pulling this together and a lot of help, I understand, from sponsors like DTE, which basically contribute to actually make this thing happen. Dr. Buda, what does DTE do for this? And you're probably trying to see some long-term effect from it.
Correct. It's a great event. And we look at three levels for the event. Certainly, we want to showcase what the students are doing currently. You know, what activities they're involved in, and really want to highlight what they're doing for their involvement in the community. Second, we want to make sure that we can see the how daily life affects science and math and the arts and how all that is woven together. And then the last thing is we love the family nature of the event. Kids of all ages can come, find something that's fun, that's exciting, that's different. And using, you know, the STEAM format, maybe in the future some of these kids that will be at the event here next weekend will be future DT employees, and that's where it really brings it home, where we balance the needs of DTE Energy and the community and the families that live in Huron County. It's spectacular. The First Robotics, DTE is a very big supporter of First Robotics throughout the state, and we really love that competition that First Robotics brings in the high schools and the middle school. So not only is it a Huron County event, but certainly a statewide event that we're very involved in.
And you're hoping that these people will eventually maybe get into fields like yours. It's more of a you're hoping type of thing at this point, because you may not actually see the results until years and years down the line.
Correct. But you know, engineering and math, you know, forms a basis for everything we do. It's the foundation of which we live. And the more people that we can get involved into that program, into that knowledge, into that excitement for future years, you know, we would love to have those young individuals come to DTE here in maybe 15 or 20 years after they graduate from college.
And people don't realize, like you say, it's in everything. You know, people think of the radio station, they don't think of the engineering behind it. We have to know we're in certain power parameters, our signal is going right. All of this takes engineering to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do, and it works in every business that way.
Exactly, and nothing supports that comment like Huron County. For instance, our team is in charge of all the wind turbines in Huron County, and they are a married match to all the farmland in Huron County. So daily basis in the summertime, you can see wind turbines moving, and right next to them, you know, you can see the John Deere tractors and the John Deere combines marrying agriculture and industrial energy. So it's a great site up here, and STEAM, all starts right there at that foundational level.
Is STEAM a nationwide program phenomena? Did this start at the federal level, or did somebody imagine it and it just caught on like wildfire?
Yeah, STEM has definitely become a big buzzword in education, I think, just in general. Probably at a national level, and then it's kind of filtered out from there.
Yep. And I hear it all the time, and I get emails and stuff from districts around the state that are all participating in either robotics, STEM, or both together. And it just seems like it's kind of something that really is today.
Yes.
What people are thinking about.
Yep.
People who come to the event, is it free? Is there an admission charge? What will people need to bring other than themselves and the kids and grandkids?
Yeah, it's a great family event, and it is free. There are a couple things that, you know, you can buy concessions like anywhere else you do at a school usual event. And so there are some things you can pay for, but in general, all of the activities, the presentations are free. So other than food, or if one of our big presenters this year is Jonathan Rand, which is a author, a pretty famous author from Michigan that does the Michigan and American Chiller series. He's going to be there again this year, and he will sell books for kids at a really reduced price, and then he can autograph them there. So there are a few little things like that, the food, but everything else is free.
Terrific. Now, what type of things are people going to see when they go there? I mean, you've had things in the past that you would go to. There would be animals and such. Is all of that returning, or is this just trying to reimagine it every year so it's fresh?
Yeah, we try to keep a nice balance of the traditional things that come year to year that are the most popular. And so we have the live animals. We have a gentleman that brings in all of the native species of amphibians and reptiles from Michigan, and that's a display that's there. It's very hands-on, so kids can hold snakes and frogs, turtles, etc.
And these are animals they've used in presentations.
Yes.
That are good with people. They know how they're going to react. You don't pick them up in the wild.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Safety's first on all of our. But yes, he does school presentations all over the state, so he knows exactly which of his animals are good with crowds, etc. We also have the Birds of Prey presentation, which it's a rehabilitation organization that brings in eagles, hawks, owls, and those are not so much hands-on, but more watching and understanding the animals.
You want to keep your hands.
Yes, definitely. It's a good idea.
You don't want to be finger food for an eagle.
For sure.
And you're going to have a petting zoo, all kinds of things I see here.
Yep, the petting zoo will be run by the Bad X FFA, and they will be outside and have a variety of animals that kids can go in with or adults can go in and pet.
I saw a digital planetarium.
Yes.
How do you pull that off? Because usually when I think of a planetarium, you have to have that domed room.
Yeah.
To show it off.
Yep.
Do they have something transportable?
It's a mobile planetarium, so it's actually, they use fans to blow it up, so it's like a giant tent, which is more of a dome shape, and then they have a pretty high-end projection system inside, and so you just kind of crawl in through the tube, or in this case I think it's an actual door, the newer model. You walk in, sit down, let your eyes adjust to the dark, and then it's almost being in a small planetarium or a movie theater with a digital projection system.
It's amazing. I mean, that all of this stuff gets reduced down, and that's engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You put the microchips into play, you get the optics reduced, and everything works for you.
Yes. Yep. A couple other animal shows that I didn't mention. A new one this year is called Insect Encounter. That's from the Cranbrook Institute of Science. And so that'll be a new program that we've heard really good things about.
Hoping there's no bugs in it.
There's lots of bugs in it. Yeah. And I think that's a variety of hands-on and just listening and learning. So,
and parents should let their children be the ones to judge if they really want to hold this or not. Because, you know, don't push them, because there's no need to scare a kid. If they aren't comfortable with this scary-looking bug, and just, you know, somebody else can hold it and they can look at it. It's designed to be enjoyable by everybody.
Yes, definitely. The Huron County Nature Center is doing they've been there a great attraction for many years, but they put a new program together this year called Michigan Pollinators. And so that will be an interesting look at the different creatures that are part of the pollination process.
We only think of bees, but there's a whole lot more out there that are actually doing the pollinating and making sure we have crops, making sure we have fruit on the trees and plants just in general.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, what is a dance dome? Do they just shut off the projector and you dance inside the planetarium?
A group that brings in a variety of inflatables, and so one of the new inflatables actually this year is the Dance Dome, and it's kind of like one of the traditional bouncers, but apparently more in a dome shape, and then it has music and all the LED lights flashing inside. So that's also a new attraction this year, as is the obstacle course, which we've had smaller obstacle courses, but this is like their ginormous mega obstacle course, which is like 95 feet long. And so both of those will be two things that are out in front of the school, weather permitting.
Now, the obstacle course, is this geared for adults or for the kids, or is it something both can do and equally look bad?
Yes, both can do and equally look bad, yes. Usually they run two through at a time. There's two routes, and so it's kind of a race between two people, and so typically they'll match smaller kids up, middle-sized kids, you know, adults, etc. But it is for everybody.
You've got a Celtic band with bagpipes.
They are new too. They actually, the lead singer has some Huron County ties. Her last name is Learman. And so you've probably heard of Learman Road, but she used to be part of a group called Equinox, and they used to come to our Embracing Our Earth event years ago. That band's kind of faded, but her new band is called Jean Marie and the Lads. And her husband is the bagpiper, and he's going to come along. In addition to playing, they're kind of a Celtic folk band. In addition to playing that day, they're also going to do a couple of workshops. She's a former teacher, and so she's going to do a little session on how to play the penny whistle. And then Mancino's Pizzeria is going to donate some pizza boxes, and they're going to do a little hands-on session where they're going to create it's called a bodrum, I think. It's a Celtic drum, but you can apparently make a simple version out of a pizza box. And so they're going to do a hands-on make and take with that.
And are people going to open the box up and say, hey, where's the pizza?
They may.
And how do you come up with the new things? Do other people have programs like this and you see what works for them? Are you just trying to be, you know, imaginative and finding things, or do people find you? Maybe it's a little of all of this. I don't know.
Well, it all kind of took off from our Earth Day event years ago, and then we just kind of expanded from there. And so the live animals is always a big draw. The inflatables, the imagination blocks, which are like giant foam noodles but in different shapes, and the younger kids love things like that. And so it's just, I guess we all go to different events, fairs, Disney, smaller Earth Day events like this. We see things, and then we get names, and then we contact those people and see if they're available and try to pull it all together.
Sounds like a lot of what you want to do at this event is tactile. Touching, hearing, participating, being involved, as opposed to just sitting down and, oh, okay, here's a speech, that type of thing. So the whole point is to make it an event that you fully participate in, not just passively look at it.
Definitely. We want to definitely create excitement in science and math. And sometimes I think a lot of us went through and learned it out of a textbook. And so we're trying to generate some excitement by looking at the hands-on aspects of it, looking at the career factors like Dr. Buddha had talked about. So,
because a lot of people, like with DTE, they don't realize all the stuff that goes behind it, all of the you know, there you've got everything from accountants, you got lines people, you've got people who deal with the wind turbines, you've got people, you've got natural gas in parts of the state, so people have to know how to deal with that and do it safely. I mean, there's all types of engineering that goes into all of this because it has to be efficient, it has to be safe, and it has to be durable because
and affordable
because you don't want to have to keep redoing the wheel over and over again. You want it right the first time. So there's a lot of opportunities that people don't necessarily see behind the scenes that they could be part of.
Correct. And everything starts with the sciences, and there's no better place to learn than through the STEAM program and to get involved. So we urge everyone to come out on the 27th. Bring the family and enjoy the whole day. See what's there. Enjoy it. Learn it. And it's a great family day for everyone in the community.
Are there things in school you see that the students should avail themselves to when they, you know, are don't even know their career yet but are going to be valuable all the time? When I grew up, it was kind of a, you know, an extracurricular blow-off class to do typing. I use it every day now. I mean, I know it's a lot more with computers these days than it was with the old manual typewriters, but these types of things people don't often think about, but they're crucial to actually getting a job done. Are there things that they should be talking to their counselors about that, you know, this is a good basis for virtually any job that DTE or any of the other participating sponsors would need?
Well...
I don't even know if they do typing anymore because everybody's got a keyboard.
Right.
But we had to learn, you know, the manual way to do it because it wasn't something that was in everybody's house. It was in an office or it was in the school.
Right. Typically, I think the keyboarding now has kind of fallen in, like you had mentioned, into the computer classes, a kind of a combined.
But you can learn it wrong. Hunt and peck.
Yes. Yes.
Hunt and peck is not efficient.
Yeah. Well, I guess kind of to follow up with that, the event itself is STEAM Showcase, and so it's an opportunity for our local districts, all of our public schools, to come in and showcase some of those types of skill sets that they're using in the projects like FIRST Robotics, VEX Robotics, the Lego League Robotics, those Science Olympiad. They come in and showcase some of those things that they're doing in the classroom every day. We have an art gallery in addition to the different robotics. The jazz band from Ubley will be there. The FFA groups will be there. So there's a wide variety, I think, of skills that they're learning in schools that are going to carry on well beyond their K-12 education.
And what you've been talking about here brings something to mind we really should emphasize. This isn't just the Bad Axe schools because it's being held there. That's kind of centrally located, which makes it convenient for people to come to. But all the schools participate in this. All these types of programs have been invited or will participate. Mm-hmm. And that way... it's a county event. It's not just for Bad Axe.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you look at our lineup, we have, in addition to groups from Bad Axe, we have Lakers, Harbor Beach, Ubley, the Tech Center, Owendale, Gagetown. In the past, we've had Caseville, North Huron. So depending on, you know, what they're doing in their schools and what they want to show off, all of the local schools are representative in some capacity at the event.
Now, you... put this together, and the one thing I know is when you're putting something together like this, everybody's not volunteering. You have people that have to be paid, people who are coming in and such. This is where the sponsors come in to help make sure that you have the resources and it's not a burden on the schools or anything, but it's kind of self-contained that you can offer these types of things, and the sponsors make that happen.
Exactly. So all of the, when you look at the lineup of activities, presenters coming in, there's all, for the most part, a fee associated with each of them. We have a group coming in from Chicago. Their travel expense would make them a little bit more expensive. But we have a lot of Detroit area companies that come up, the inflatables, the Imagination Blocks, all the live bands. So we do give them honorariums or stipends for coming. And some of them are businesses, so we pay them their rate. And that is where the sponsors are really important in supporting the event wouldn't happen without our sponsors.
Because you talk like the animal acts. They have to be fed, transported. I'm sure the people who do this for a living have insurance and such in case someone gets bit or pecked with a bird or something. You know, all of this stuff they know of because it's their business and it won't come cheap.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and speaking of the sponsorships, you know, DTE believes in a strong community, and a strong community really starts with an educational base. No question. We've seen that time and time again. So when we can support the educational base in any community, that's what we want to do, because that makes it stronger, that makes it better, and plus that's what we believe in. We believe in supporting our communities where we live, work, and serve. It's very important to us, and when you have a great event with great people, how can you lose?
There you go. Now, DTE is your biggest contributor, as I understand it.
Yep, DTE is our platinum sponsor, and they have been for several years. They've also, talking about footprints, they I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, we had written a grant to DTE's foundation for supporting our science curriculum in the county. And so over 3 years, they had granted $150,000 to support science curriculum in Huron County. I also have gotten calls from different people in DTE as we've kind of formed this relationship saying, hey, Scott, I have a little grant going on here. Do you have anything that it might be useful for? And so I run an outdoor education program. And so to help with the busing cost of getting kids out to the state park, DTE has also helped with that, you know, that process as well. So they have a very large footprint in Huron County, as well as the rest of the state, for doing events like what we're talking about on April 27th, but also in supporting robotics, science curriculum, all aspects of STEM.
But you have other sponsors.
We do.
And we can go through them. McLaren, Thumb Region, they just changed from HMC to McLaren not too long ago. They're part of it. Duke Energy, they're involved in the wind turbine business in the area and do
Correct.
Other things with Duke Energy.
Correct.
They're not just like, you know, like you with DTE. It's not just the electricity. They're sponsored into all kinds of different energy type of products.
Correct. Duke works hand in hand with us on the turbines, and we really welcome them and their participation in our community. They're part of the community, and they're showing that by their sponsorship. So we really give them a lot of kudos for joining us.
You got Gemini Group. They're, you know, probably looking to the future for some of the engineering, and everything that they're doing at Gemini now has probably got a computer operated something to go with it, and they're going to need people who understand this stuff and can make it fly. You have Booms Construction, North Star Bank, Team One Credit Union, Thumb Energy Services, Ace Hardware, Thumb Bank and Trust, ITC. They're the people with the power lines that get the power around to your home. They're not, you do the from ITC to the home with DTE Energy, but they're the ones that have the big lines that
big transmission lines that go around,
that have the 100,000 volts or whatever going through it. Mm-hmm. And if it fell on you, you'd be toast. Sempra Renewables is in there as well. MyStem, which is Michigan's STEM program there. They think this is something to contribute to as well.
Yes, that's a new group that just started at the state level. But yes, it's the MyStem network that has kind of replaced the Michigan Math and Science Centers. And getting back to that STEM
designation. That everybody seems to gravitate to today.
Yep. So they are a new group, and they are also a sponsor for the event as well.
And if I didn't mention them, Agri Valley's on there as well. They're in the area. They're a local company that has brought technology. When everybody said no one in Huron County is going to get a cell phone for years, they came in and said, yep, we'll do it.
Yes.
And they've done it and continue to grow their brand. So a lot of people here contributing to make this event happen. It's going to be when again?
It is on April 27th, which is a week from this Saturday, and it's at Bad Axe Middle School from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
And all you have to do is stop out. It's a great day if Grandma and Grandpa want to take the kids out to do something, give Mom and Dad some time off, or maybe a father who has weekend custody. You can go out and have something interesting to do with the kids, and maybe they'll learn a little something on the way.
Exactly.
And they won't blame the parents that they learned something.
Yeah. And I think when we walked in and started talking to you about what we were going to talk about in this interview, you had an idea in your head about the size of this. And when we talk to people every year about coming to this, promoting it with students, when they actually come, one of the first things they always say is, I never realized it was this big. And I think that was your when we talked to you, that was your first impression as well. It's like, wow, this isn't just a couple classrooms. This is the entire school and outside as well. So it's a pretty big event.
And the advantage to that, when you have a lot of people coming, is that each part just has a little piece of the pie, so you're not standing around with a big crowd, you can't hear, you can't participate. It makes it a more personalized event for yes. people going through it.
Yes, yes. And I don't think in the 5 hours, if you decided to come and spend the day, that you would necessarily get through everything that's there. So it's kind of like going to Disney. You kind of have to pre-plan your trip, otherwise you're only going to see a few things. If you go to the website at the Huron ISD, www.huronisd.org, there's a little link that you can click on, and the whole event will be posted on there, the flyer with all the different activities and presentations, what times they'll be at. So that's a great way to kind of plan your day out. But lots of stuff going on for pretty much something for everyone.
And when you get there, I understand, like you've given me, you're going to have like little maps that yes. people can follow around the school to see the things that might interest them and say, hey, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? And you you can plan your day and go, well, if we go down here, we can check off three things on the box and be efficient at it while you're, and that's energy and engineering as well, being efficient. Mm-hmm. Learn that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and looking at the map as you're talking about that, I don't. Another big thank you to our sponsors is the, you know, Bad Axe hosting the event, but also all the teachers that make sure that the Friday prior to the Saturday of the event, they pretty much have a big chore of cleaning up their classrooms.
The rooms so that yes. There isn't a bunch of stuff that's going to be trampled or.
Yes.
Disturbed or knocked over or anything else.
Yeah, so we do disrupt the school for that day, and so they do a great job in there. Great sports about it and letting us do that. So we really appreciate that as well. So
and they really will appreciate it if they clean up after the animals.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And we do have a crew that does that. And so we do use student groups not only that day to showcase things, but we have other groups like the National Honor Society, the Interact group that Bad Axe has, and other schools have different versions of that, student council. And so we will get volunteers from those groups to either come in and help us set up, or they will come in and help us tear down. And so the Bad Axe baseball team the last couple years has come in and helped us out, and they've been a huge help when 15 or 20, you know, big strong, you know, high school boys come in and help us clean up, so that makes things go a lot quicker. So we really appreciate that.
Anything more you want to make sure we touch on while I've got you all here?
Yeah, well, a couple new things I have that I wanted to mention is we have, you know, it's hard to go to a movie these days without superheroes being involved, and so we actually have a cartoonist from Marvel Comics that is going to be coming in and doing four different presentations, and then he will be doing autographs and whatnot in the hall between the presentations. But he specializes in Thor, Deadpool, and there was one other, and I'm not thinking of it right now, but I think the kids that we've talked about have been really excited about that. I think Marvel is, you know, that's just become a really popular, as it was when we were kids, they were comics, now that's all in the movies, so that should be very exciting.
Kids need to be nice to these people, because you don't want to have to just tell this guy, you know, I saw in this comic that Thor's hammer did this, and it's not physically possible in physics.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, I only draw him, kid.
Yes, yes. So we have a former student from Bad Axe who's now in a music vocal program down at Oakland University, I believe. She's going to come back and be one of our musical acts during the day, Danielle Maurer, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Danielle. The Bugs, who you see at a lot of local events, are going to be there, and kind of they're the roaming minstrels and have you do the hokey pokey and whatnot. They're going to be kind of roaming around that day. We have a wax hands exhibit, which is kind of a neat process where you put your hands in a soapy solution and then you put them in hot wax, and then you won't feel it because you've coated them already. They take them out and color them, and then you have a little souvenir. Usually those, if you go to a fair or some of the bigger events, you're going to get charged anywhere from $5 to $30 for a print of your hand. Here it's free. If you're, you know, we try to alleviate the line by having so many things going on, but that's always a very popular attraction. I think I mentioned the Delta STEM bus is going to be there. They do a variety of hands-on science, engineering activities.
Are we talking Delta College?
Delta College, and they bring in a big bus that they've outfitted with all sorts of cool solar wind turbines, microscopes, a variety of things that people can walk through and take a look at. There's a rocks and minerals sluice where you get a little bag of dirt and you'd put it in the sluice and the little pan and wash it out, and then you get to keep the rocks or minerals that you find. Typically, again, you're going to pay a price for that. At our event, that will be free.
Sluice isn't a word you use very often either.
No, it's not. We have a Midland Center for the Arts coming in. Annette Clemens is one of their art people, and she does a program called Clay All the Way, and the kids will create little clay pots or little tile squares that they can paint pictures on. That's always extremely popular as well.
It sounds, you know, I don't want to interrupt you, you got more to go, but it sounds like when you're taking the kids there, don't dress them in their Sunday best.
No.
They might get a little dirty. You're talking clay, you're talking wax, you know, and you're not going to want to ruin their best clothes. Just Saturday clothes that they normally wear would be fine.
That would be perfect, yep. Definitely, they'll between holding the animals and the art projects, they may get a little dirty, for sure. So, what else? Oh, we have a greyhound rescue group that comes in and talks about rescuing animals, and they use the greyhounds are what they are focusing on, and so that's always a popular thing to see the greyhounds. And you've probably heard the news of the greyhound racing has kind of been phasing out in Florida.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yep. We have a gentleman that comes in and does a trebuchet demonstration. That's kind of an interesting.
Sounds French. Trebuchet.
Yeah, trebuchet, yes, definitely. Yeah. So that's always a very popular.
Any clue what that is?
The trebuchet?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a catapult, but you're using counterweights and a big sling arm.
Hubley had one of those,
yes,
I think.
Yes, the same gentleman that did it a few years ago with the pumpkins.
They had the pumpkin chunker over there that they were tossing them around with.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to do melons. That's part of our budget, is getting a handful of melons for him to toss that day.
As I understand it, the trebuchets work with gravity, and the other ones work with tension, like
yes,
a spring tension or wood being pulled back. But the trebuchets work with gravity,
yes,
pulling
with the
something down to make it flip.
Exactly. And you'll get to actually see how it works if you come over on April 27th and check it out. So I think our local library circuit, I've seen this gentleman at in several libraries, but his name is Joel Tacey, and he's going to come in and do a program on money magic. And so basically he's giving kids how to responsibly handle your money and does it in a fun way using magic and music. So he's been very popular when I've seen him out at some of the local libraries.
I can make it disappear. I don't know about anyone else in the room here.
Yeah. So those are a lot of the hands-on and live animal type activities, the ones that we actually hire. Now we do have some local and state groups that come in, national groups that come in, and just part of their job is to go to community events and tell about what they do. And so we have NOAA, which I'm sure most people are familiar with. They will be coming in with
the Weather Service people.
The Weather Service, yep. And we actually have the National Weather Service in addition to NOAA. We have the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab and the Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research, and they always have really cool posters and little trinkets that they, some of them they give away, maps and whatnot, and then they just have a lot of great information about something we should all be knowledgeable about, the Great Lakes, and so they're always interesting to listen to. And then DT at their station, as well as a lot of the other sponsors, will have many activities that people can do as they're kind of walking through and seeing all the services, DTE and ITC and some of those different organizations, sponsors, McLaren, some of the services that they offer. And then they have kind of activities that tie into some of those.
Well, these things. You don't want to just sit there and hand out papers. If it's interactive, you're going to get a crowd, you're going to get them interested, and they're going to actually look and read what supplies you do have for them.
Yes. Yep. And then the...
You guys learn that in learning to do education.
We try.
Try to make it a little interesting, and the kids will gravitate toward it.
For sure. That always helps. So, yes. The last thing that I think I have on my list, if I'm not missing anything, is... we have a group called Backyard Brains, and they do something with neuroscience research. And so the gentleman that comes up does a cyborg cockroach, where he can insert a Bluetooth transmitter into the cockroach without hurting it. And then he can use his smartphone and basically steer the cockroach. And then he also does demonstrations with people, like he will hook me and Dr. Buddha up. put an amplifier on one of us, have us squeeze our hand, and then the amplifier basically transmits that signal through electrodes to the other person, and then they will involuntarily start to move their hand. So it's he does some really cool stuff. So that's a very interesting.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
we'll have to go down there.
Well, we might have to look at that one. I'm not sure if I want to be part of that.
Does he stand around going, "We are the Borg"?
Yeah. Well, he's been that group, Backyard Brains. I don't know if you've heard of TED Talks, but they've had a big TED Talk presentation, and they've been on Bill Nye's show, and also a group called the White Rabbit Project, which is. You know, when we had him in last year, a lot of the kids recognized him from being on TV. So that was kind of a fun. I think the White Rabbit Project is a spinoff of MythBusters with a younger host group. So, but pretty exciting to have him back again, and he's really looking forward to it. So, we're very excited. We have a great
lineup
this year.
Something for all ages. Something to interest anybody, no matter what their interests may be, and whether it's animals, whether it's robotics. Whatever, you're going to find something there that's going to interest you.
Yep, for sure.
From DTE's perspective, you like supporting programs like this. If other groups or counties have similar type programs, they could contact you, see if it fits into your narrative for your company, and see if they may be able to get some help as well, or at least some advice as to how to make it work for you.
Absolutely. You know, as I mentioned,
I'm not trying to commit you to any.
No, I understand. I understand. But as I mentioned, you know, we're you know, if the community has a great event, then DTE wants to be part of it, and I think we showcase that very well here with the STEAM event, and we urge everyone to come up on the 27th. Enjoy yourself, learn, bring the family, bring the neighbors, and just have a great morning and afternoon over at the middle school, and it'll be great. And then maybe someday, these young kids, these young learners from Saturday the 27th, we'll see them at DTE. That would be great.
There you go. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Scott Whipple from the John ISD, the science consultant. We've had Dr. Dennis Buda and Austin Asantoski. Do you want to at least say hi? I don't think we heard from you the whole thing.
Hello, thank you guys.
There you go. They're from DTE. They're the main sponsor, one of the big sponsors of the event coming up. Not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, the Bad Axe Middle School. You can go to the ISD website and get more information and see what they're going to have and check off what you want to make sure you visit. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.